Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
I will swing my axe. Don't let the flames go down.
Now, as regular listeners will know, I'm always looking for fun ways to spend time in our city. This business is able to provide a really unique service. I'm down here in the Axe Club, and I'll be throwing a few axes myself in a minute. And I'm about to meet the lovely Sinead O'Connor, who's one of the managers here. Sinead, maybe explain what we've got going on here. We're down in the north inner city. We're in an old warehouse, which has been, I suppose, purpose-built for axe throwing. So maybe explain to the listeners what we have here.
So we've got six targets, and we teach everybody how to throw an axe in a real fun, safe way. We've been around for about 5 years in the Dublin location, and it's really close to the city centre. We're only 3 minutes up from Connolly, so easy access for everyone to come up and give it a whirl.
So if I can describe for our listeners here, it's almost like a kind of an alpine hut, if I could say that, on a bigger scale. There's six huge targets where we're going to be throwing the axes. There's timber all about the place. There's a throne here. Explain this throne to me, if you would, Sinead.
So you have to earn the right to sit in the throne. The axe king or queen who wins the competition down here gets to sit in the throne at the end.
Right. So there's also other alpine games. I recognise one there with a hammer and a nail from the ski clubs and in pubs in the après ski session. So are the origins of axe throwing from the alpine regions?
So mainly it's really popular over in Canada. I think it was when the lads were finished their tree felling at the end of the day. And they'd be sitting around having a couple of beers, and then they were throwing the axes at log ends, and that's where it kind of developed into a sport.
So it's lumber related, let's call it.
Lumber related, yeah.
The type of customer, like who is the typical axe throwing customer, if there is such a one?
Well, the great thing about axe throwing is it's for absolutely everybody. So we mainly attract corporates. They can do it as a team building exercise, stags, hens, birthday parties, and date night. Date night is super popular around here.
Now, stags and hens, I was going to ask you about. I'm not sure how comfortable I'd be in the environment of axe throwing combined with a stag. That could be a dangerous cocktail.
No, it's not at all. The stags do be quite competitive. So this is their pre-going to Temple Bar. So this is the morning activity that they do to, again, get to know each other and have a bit of banter and crack. And then their competitive edge comes out as well.
So no booze.
No booze. This is a dry venue. And to be honest, there's enough things to be doing out in the pub that it's great that you just come here for an hour and you have fun, do something completely different, and then you can go off and swap war stories in the pub after.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great idea. And as you say, they're all very competitive on these stags, and you can't spend all the time in the pub, so it's the perfect thing to do. Tell me about the male versus female. A little birdie told me that girls are much better than this than us lads.
Well, at the moment, the world champion is a female in the double bit axe throwing, Kieran McGowan. So she represented Ireland last year. But girls tend to be a lot better because they actually listen to the instruction. They follow the technique, and they smash bullseyes quite quickly. And it's always going to be technique over power. So you got to harness the inner Viking and then tame it all at the same time. So women are much better at it.
Okay, well, we'll put that to the test now, because so you gave me a little bit of technique earlier, because we don't want to be here all day, as the fella says. So I'm going to pick up an axe here now, and over to you, Sinead.
Okay, so we're going to get you to stand on the black throwing line, which is 14 feet from the target. So have your 2 feet hip distance apart, and then hold the bottom of the axe, bring the axe back, scratch in between your shoulder blades, and then you're going to step and full extension of your arms.
Yeah! How about that? First time.
Not a butter on you.
Now, you can't see this, folks, but I didn't quite get a bullseye, but it's just to the... Just to the south of it. Looking at the timber here on the wall with all the axe marks in it, you must have to replace this timber quite frequently, do you?
Yeah, because of how popular the venue is now, we're chewing through it. We replace the boards every second day.
Let's have a look at another game now, since I've mastered the art of axe throwing. This male-female thing you told me about earlier, we don't believe that. Now, this other game here is a game that I have seen played in bars in the last time I was skiing, actually, and I've given up skiing because I just decide there's always a time when you could get too old for it, but I went for many years, and there's always a great sense of camaraderie and competition, you know, around the après ski. So this is a very simple game with a hammer and nails.
Yeah, so this is après ski. It's huge. First time I seen it was actually in Andorra, same as yourself. And it's just a log end with a nail tapped into it. And then we're going to have a go, see if me or Bobby's going to get a flush first.
Okay, well, you go first then, Sinead.
Okay. We had a roofer here once, and he was the only person I've seen in 3 years to get a flush in one swing.
No way.
Oh,
a miss. All right, here we go, folks. Down with the hammer on the nail.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not bad. Right. So an inch from the end.
Can I do it?
Oh, not bad. Good shot. And finally, let me see if I can drive this home.
No pressure.
There we go.
There you have it.
All right. So this is clearly a vibrant business. How important is social media in your world, Sinead? We asked that, I suppose, to a lot of the businesses that we go out and about to visit. It seems to me that it's a big driver in a lot of business, and I'd say this is no different.
That's it. A lot of it's word of mouth as well, but we're quite active on Instagram. TikTok is a huge one as well, so it's great that people are just kind of on the phone, on the bus, looking through, and then next of all, Axe Club will pop up, and they're like, oh, Jeannie, there's one actually in Dublin. And then next of all, a few weeks later, they're here.
And again, you mentioned it earlier, but I suppose it's important to emphasise the whole safety thing. Like,
safety is paramount, and everybody is first aid trained and all fully qualified here. So you always have somebody keeping an eye on you. And if you're getting out of line, they won't be afraid to tell you to put your axe down and step away, okay. You know. So.
And finally then, can I ask you, I noticed that the business has also gone sort of mobile. It's interesting to have another string to your bow, to use an axe term, but I saw you at the Big Grill, so this is a business that you can kind of, I suppose, consolidate and bring to an event.
Yeah, we can go anywhere. We can go to the Punters. So if you have a flat concrete car park, we can come out to you. And then we're hoping now next year, obviously the winter will be a wee bit slower, but we're hoping next year that it'll just grow and grow and grow. And the more people see us at events. We went down to the Ploughing Championships, and it was a huge success there.
Farmers think they know how to throw an axe.
And the wellies in the muck, and that's it. We gave them a good run for their money, but once they listen to the tuition, they're smashing bullseyes in no time.
Okay. Well, listen, Sinead O'Connor from the Axe Club, thanks for showing me around. Thanks indeed for your tuition as well, which I really appreciate. But this is a great thing to do, folks, and indeed a great business.
Thanks very much for coming down, and we'll see you guys soon.
Cool.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.